Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Trustee John Sako of the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Riverside about their preservation project.
This fundraiser that you are having this weekend, what will the funds be going to for the church?
Well, we have a number of projects going on at this time. The two priority projects are the stained glass windows. We have approximately 55 stained glass windows in the church that were put in there when that church was built in 1906. The windows are bowing, and the lower tier of glass on some of them we're seeing some breaking and crackling because of the weight bearing down, because some of the windows are so big. And so we've got bids from a number of companies. We are dealing with a company out of Davenport called Glass Heritage, which I think also has done a project there in Washington, I think for the Presbyterian or one of the Methodist churches, I can't remember. But that project cost, the initial cost is $235,000. And what that will do, once we raise that money, we need, first of all, to replace the exterior or the outer windows that are meant to protect the stained glass. And the problem is that those windows, even though they were put on at that time, they were modern at that time, which was approximately 40 years ago, they don't allow any air breathing. So what happens when you have the contraction with heat and cold between the protective clear window and this old stained glass window on the inside, it tends to put pressure. And so what it does is it bows those stained glass windows. So what we will do initially is replace all 55 windows with new exterior glass that will be state-of-the-art glass that has metal stripping that allows it to breathe. So in other words, air can get in, bugs, moisture can't get in, but it does allow some breathing so that it doesn't put pressure on the stained glass windows, which is causing those windows to bow. Of course, the urgent concern is that if we don't address the problem, then we could lose some of our stained glass windows, and they're extremely valuable and important to the people because we have family members, their ancestors donated those windows, paid for them. So anyway, that is a top priority, and then along with that, the other top priority is to restore our organ. Our organ is one of three, purportedly, in the United States that is in the original form, and we want to restore it to original, so all the rebooting will be done exactly as it was when it was put in that church. There are other organs like that, but they have been restored with modified and different parts. We want to keep ours intact because, like I said, there's only three in the United States purportedly that we know about that are in this condition. And that project will cost approximately $72,000 on top of the $235,000 for the windows. We have a couple other issues we have to address. We are in dire need of a new PA system in the church. And if we have extra funds, we would like a storage facility because we have so many things that are stored in various parts of the campus that have to be retrieved when we have decorations for weddings, for various things, Christmas events, Easter. So we have a number of things, a mixed bag of things. We also need some new cement. We have a bag full of stuff that needs to be done. But the first two that are on the priority list are the stained glass windows and then the organ. Number one are the windows because we are concerned about losing windows. That's why we are having a pancake breakfast at the Trek Fest this coming Saturday, the 24th. And we are going to start serving at 7 o'clock and we will be done at noon. St. Mary's has a fairly good reputation for putting on an outstanding pancake breakfast, and we will hope to follow in that tradition with that fundraiser so that we can raise funds for our church and especially for the window and the organ project.
I was wondering if you could tell me more about the history of the organ, how old that is.
Yeah, the organ is approximately the same age, approximately 1906. So that organ may have been put in a few years later. It's a beautiful organ. It has a great sound. We've done some work on it already, and it's made a huge difference in the sound that it makes. But it does need, like I said, what they call booting or re-rubbering. You know, it could be modified and done in a different way, but we want to make it original. We want to put it in its original form, which it is now. It's just that some of the parts are totally worn out, so that it has to be what I would call rebooted. And that being said, we just completed approximately a year and a half ago a $1.5 million campus restructuring. We built a conference and education center onto the original church, which is now the hall. The congregation at Riverside, they have always risen to the challenge. And so we raised the $1.5 million. It's paid for. There's no debt left on that project. Sometimes in any congregation, you agree to disagree on how to do things and so forth. But the people of our community and the people of our parish, when it's time to go, they go and they get the job done. So I'd like to thank them in advance because I know they'll get behind this project also.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with St. Mary's Church trustee John Sako. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.